ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Verse Number 14. Sandishtaivam Bhagavata Tatheti Omiti Tadvachah Pratigriha Parikramaya Gamgata Tathakarod Sandishta, having been ordered, evam, thus, Bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tatha iti, so be it, om, affirmation by the mantra om, iti, thus, tat vacha, His words, pratigriha, accepting the order, parikramya, after circumambulating him, gam, to the surface of the globe, gata, she immediately went, tat, the order as given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tatha, just so, akarot, executed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya immediately agreed. With the Vedic mantra Om, she confirmed that she would do what he asked. Thus, having accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she circumambulated him and started for the place on earth known as Nanda Gokula. There she did everything just as she had been told. Purport. After receiving the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yogamaya twice confirmed her acceptance by saying, Yes, sir, I shall do as you order. And then saying, Om. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that Om signifies Vedic confirmation. Thus Yogamaya very faithfully received the Lord's order as a Vedic injunction. It is a fact that whatever is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a Vedic injunction that no one should neglect. In Vedic injunctions, there are no mistakes, illusions, cheating, or imperfection. Unless one understands the authority of the Vedic version, there is no purpose in quoting Shastra. No one should violate the Vedic injunctions. Rather, one should strictly execute the orders given in the Vedas. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Tasma Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavastito Gyatva Shastram Vidhanoktam Karma Kartum Irhasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty with the regulation of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that one may gradually be elevated. Om Gyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। लाउड हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, then Srila Prabhupada, disciples and senior devotees, to speak something. It's a very auspicious month of Kartik, its beginning. It's a blessing of the Lord that we are able to be here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. This is the dearmost month of Srimati Radharani, which is filled with her causeless mercy. Rupa Goswami explains that one who resides in Vrindavan Dham, the month of Kartik, attains the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That is the ultimate goal of life, to somehow get the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani. When Srila Prabhupada was, when he arrived in the United States of America, he wrote a beautiful poetry which explains the importance of Radharani's mercy. Krishna tava punya habe bhai, O punya koribe jabe Radharani khushi habe. O my brothers, I declare emphatically that you will receive Krishna's mercy when Radharani is pleased with you. Radharani khushi habe. So the pleasure of Radharani, the mercy of Radharani, that is the ultimate goal of life. To somehow please Radharani by pleasing Srila Prabhupada and their divine representatives. According to their capacity, we try to do extra hearing chanting during this month and do more, especially chanting Hare Krishna mantra and reading Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and visiting the holy places where Krishna performed his pastimes, and trying to minimize the necessities of the body. Raghunath Das Goswami, just a couple of days back, Raghunath Das Goswami's disappearance day, I was hearing one lecture. Nidrahara Vihara Kadi Vijitao. That six Goswamis, they conquered over eating and sleeping. Because we cannot imitate, but Raghunath Das Goswami especially is very, very inspiring example. Sade Sat Prahara Shravana Kirtan. One prahar is about 3 hours. So, Sade Sat Prahar means 7.5 hours into 3, 22.5 hours in hearing chanting, and 1.5 hours for eating and sleeping. It's amazing. In my case, it's the other way around, 1.5 hours hearing chanting, and rest of the time goes in maintaining the body. So, we can aspire, especially during the month of Kartik. We cannot imitate the Goswamis, but at least we can follow in their footsteps and try to hear and chant more, begging for Srimati Radharani's causeless mercy. Actually, Rupa Goswami writes this beautiful song, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. And the last line in this song is, Karuna Karu Mai Karuna Bharite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charit. He is praying to Srimati Radharani that please have mercy on me, Karuna Karumai. She is the ocean of mercy, reservoir of love. In this material world, the love of the mother for the child is considered to be the highest example of love. But the love of millions of mothers put together cannot compare to even a drop of the ocean of love which Srimati Radharani has. And that love of Srimati Radharani is available to all, especially for those who reside in Vrindavan Dham during the month of Kartik, in a prayerful mood. There's a beautiful story which is told in the Brajamandal Parikrama. This time we will not have physical but virtual parikrama. So I was hearing one story of how there was one she-jackal. The she-jackal was being tortured by little children. The jackal was wandering here and there. The children were throwing stones. And the jackal found a small hole just to protect herself. The children were so naughty, they set fire all around the hole. And now the jackal is helpless. If she comes out, she will be bitten by stones to death. If she remains inside, she will be burned by fire. Then she remembered that Radharani's village, Radhakund, is nearby. Remembering the merciful lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, she cried out, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And when Srimati Radharani, who is the personification of all compassion, when she heard the cries of the she-jackal, she sent Lalita Sakhi, go and help. Lalita Sakhi drove away the children and brought the she-jackal to the lotus feet of Radhika. And Srimati Radharani, just by the touch of her lotus feet, transformed her into a beautiful gopi. The story is told in the Brajamandal Parikrama, and there is an internal meaning that we are all like the she-jackal, caught up in the hole of material existence, tormented by the threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidevik. But if we turn to Srimati Radharani for mercy, then by her causeless mercy, we can be delivered and given the shelter of Shyam Sundar. Srila Prabhupada, in beautiful Radhashtami lecture, once said that if you go to Krishna directly, then you may or may not be accepted. But devotees in Vrindavan, they chant Radhe, Radhe. Or we also chant Hare Krishna. The Hare means Srimati Radharani. We do not say Krishna directly, but first Srimati Radharani. So when devotees turn to Srimati Radharani, if you go to Krishna, then Krishna may, seeing our past background, we may not get mercy. But when we try to please Radharani, and Radharani appeals to Krishna that this devotee is better than me, then Krishna cannot refuse. So let us pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to all the acharyas, that we can spend this month of Kartik in a prayerful mood, begging, praying, pleading the causeless mercy of Srimati Radharani, so that we can develop pure love for Krishna, perfection of life. This particular verse which we are reading today, Lord Krishna has ordered Yogamaya, you know, to transfer Balaramji. As you know, Balaram appeared first to the seventh son of Devaki. But Lord Krishna then ordered Yogamaya that you transfer Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And when she was instructed like this, she immediately agreed and said the mantra Om. Prabhupada says Om also means confirmation. First she said, yes, I will do whatever you order. And then she said Om. There's a double confirmation. And then she did everything what she was told. Now Prabhupada mentioned a very beautiful point in the purport, that whatever is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should not be neglected. Dharma, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. What is real religion is to obey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There may be different conceptions of what I like, what somebody else likes. But the perfection of life is to just execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is instructing to Arjuna. And after the entire Bhagavad Gita is spoken, then Krishna says, Yat ichyasi tatha kuru. I have instructed you, now you can do whatever you like. And Arjuna replies, Karishyase vachanam tava. That I will do whatever your instruction is. This obedience to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or more practically, obedience to Srila Prabhupada, the Acharyas, and the present representatives, that leads to spiritual advancement. Asuri Pravritti means rebelling against the will of the Lord. And Devi Prakriti means to obey the will of the Lord. There's a contrast between Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu chose to rebel against the Lord. In fact, he had darshan of the Lord Narsingadev before anybody else when Lord Narsingadev appeared from the pillar. Hiranyakashipu also felt that this is Lord Vishnu. But he chose not to surrender to the Lord, but to rebel against the Lord, to fight against the Lord. And he was vanquished. On the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj, he chose to always obey the Lord. And in this way he was protected and he was glorified. So each one of us has this choice. Either to say like Yogamaya is saying, yes my Lord, I will do whatever you say. Or to develop a asuri pravritti and neglect or disobey the orders of the Lord. In the present age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed, the most important instruction is to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Once Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri and Sanatana Goswami approached him and asked him that among all the items of devotional service, which is the most important? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Taramadhe sarvashreshta nama sankirtana niraparadhe namalaye paye prema dhana. That among all the types of devotional service, the most important is to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the items of devotional service are included in the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Today is also Sharad Purnima, the most holy day when Krishna played his celebrated flute. Shriman Ras Rasarambi Vanshi Vata Tatastita Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinatha Shrestanama. Here in Vrindavan Dham, on this auspicious day of Sharad Purnima, we would like to read and discuss a little bit about this pastime from Srila Prabhupada's translation of Krishna book. As you know, Srila Prabhupada was translating the Bhagavatam sequentially, and out of his causeless mercy, he decided to give us the 10th canto in the form of Krishna book. And Srila Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Kaviraj Goswami, as he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita and he is 90 years old, having arthritis, rheumatism, he is feeling that maybe I may not live to complete the book, so let me summarize the pastimes. So in the Madhya Leela chapter 1, he summarizes all the future pastimes of the Lord. The Prabhupada says, in the same way, I am not sure whether I will live so long. I want that my disciples, my followers, should get the most important part of Bhagavatam, and that is the Krishna book. And this is an invaluable jewel. Sometimes we think that this Krishna book is good for just for beginners, for children telling stories. But actually, although it is a lot of stories, plus there is philosophy, it is actually the most important part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the introduction to Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada says that anybody who reads this book, Krishna, he becomes a great devotee of Krishna. So in the 29th chapter of Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada explains the significance of this Leela, and with the permission of all the senior devotees and with the blessings of all the devotees, I'll try to discuss this Leela. Unqualified as I am, I beg the mercy of Sri Guru and Srila Prabhupada, praying for their blessings. Srila Prabhupada begins by saying that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Rasa dance took place on the full moon night of the Sharad season. In the previous chapters were about Govardhan Puja. So at the age of 7, Krishna performed the leela of lifting Giriraj Govardhan. And then the next year, the leela of Ras Leela took place when Krishna was about 8 years old. The full moon night of Ashwina month is called Sharad Purnima. From the Vedic literatures, it is explained that what is the Rasa dance? When a theatrical actor is dancing with dancing girls, that is called the Rasa dance. So when Krishna saw that the Sharad Ritu has come, full moon night, it is very fragrant, he remembered the gopis' prayers. The gopis had previously worshipped Katyayani to have Krishna as their husband. So Krishna was thinking that this Sharad Purnima is the most suitable time for this leela, so that their desire to have Krishna as the husband would be fulfilled. Now in the beginning itself, Prabhupada clarifies the difference between Krishna's Ras Leela and ordinary material mixing of boys and girls. Srila Prabhupada says that we have used the word Bhagavan Api. That means that Bhagavan, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has no material desires. Krishna is not subject to mundane sex desire. So this leela of Sharad Purnima is a divine exchange of love between Krishna and the gopis. Otherwise, why is it that Lord Chaitanya, he was so strict? We know the story of Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas had just made a small mistake, and Lord Chaitanya was so strict that he rejected him. Lord Chaitanya was so strict in etiquette that no women could come near him. They would offer respect from a distance. But Lord Chaitanya would discuss this Ras Leela. So this shows that this Ras Leela is not a mundane affair. It is situated on the highest level of spiritual love. Kaviraj Goswami explained that difference between Kama and Prema. Kama is lusty affairs and Prema is pure love. It is like iron and gold. Although both are metals, but iron is much, much inferior and gold is supreme. Similarly, the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis are an exhibition of divine love, which is the platform of where Paramahamsas, the most exalted spiritual personalities, also relish this pastime. Another example Prabhupada gives is Yogamaya and Mahamaya. The pastime of Krishna is on the Yogamaya platform, whereas the material attraction of sex life is a symptom of Mahamaya. That is the rope which binds the conditioned soul to the cycle of birth and death. So, in the gopis' dealing, there is not even a gandha. The gandha means not even a lesh or even a drop of material desire. Atmendriya priti vancha tare bole kam, Krishnendriya priti vancha tare bole prem. When one acts for the fulfillment of one's own material desires, that is called kama. But when one acts for the pleasure of Krishna, that is called prema. Like we see, Krishna, gopis are dressing themselves very nicely, not for their own self, but just so that Krishna will be pleased. They have one and only one objective in life, that is to please Krishna. And being the followers of Rupa Goswami, we also have only one desire, to somehow please Krishna by pleasing Srila Prabhupada and their representatives. So, actually, Krishna is the husband of everyone, because he is the supreme enjoyer. The gopis, they wanted Krishna to be their husband, but it was not possible for Krishna to marry all of them. So, the relationship between Krishna and gopis is called Parakiya Ras. Krishna has 5 rasas, Shanta, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. The Madhurya Ras is divided into 2 parts. There is a Swakiya Ras, which is Krishna's relationship with the queens of Dwarka. And there is Parakiya Ras, which is Krishna's relationship with the gopis. In the material world, the Parakiya Ras, trying to have relation with other's wife, is the most abominable thing. But in the spiritual world, this is the most exalted subject matter. And Prabhupada gives example of the tree on the bank of the river. When you see a tree on the bank of the river, the roots are downwards and the branches are upwards. But when you see the reflection, you find the reflection, the root is upward and the branch is downwards. So, there's one interesting incident one devotee was saying. One professor was arguing with a devotee that what kind of God do you worship? He is dancing with others' wives, you know. What? And he was speaking to this devotee in a very rude manner. He was talking with his wife next to him. And then the devotee explained in a very nice way that actually we are all Prakriti. Krishna is Purusha. Krishna is the enjoyer. We are all Prakriti. Whether we are in male body or female body, Krishna is the only male. We are all enjoyed. Krishna is the enjoyer. So actually all women are Krishna's property. You are asking me, why is Krishna dancing with other's wife? But I ask you, why are you with Krishna's wife? Every woman is meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. So in this way, this professor was dumb. He could not reply. So Prabhupada is explaining here that one who tries to imitate Krishna's Rasleela is like drinking poison. Sometimes people say that I am a devotee of Lord Shiva. I can take bhang. But Prabhupada explained that Lord Shiva, he also drank some poison. Why don't you drink some poison first and explain the taste? So just like we cannot imitate Lord Shiva, we cannot imitate Lord Krishna. Tejo varam na doshayet. In very exalted personalities, there is no question of any fault. Then Srila Prabhupada explains the scene of the Rasa Leela. When the full moon rose in the eastern direction, it tinged everything with a reddish color, and the whole sky appeared to be smeared by red kumkum. When a husband is separated from his wife, returns home, he decorates his wife with red kumkum. So this long expected moon rise of the Sharad season was smearing the eastern sky. The atmosphere was very cooling and festive, and the appearance of the moon increased Krishna's desire to dance with the gopis. The forest was filled with fragrant flowers and Krishna played his flute. In one interesting purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna plays the flute and the same Krishna appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is no difference between the flute of Krishna and the chanting by Lord Chaitanya of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So just like the gopis, following in the footsteps of the gopis, we should be attracted to the holy name, which is non-different from the flute of Krishna. Immediately upon hearing the sound of the flute, the gopis gave up all their respective engagements and ran towards Krishna. They were so much attracted that they gave up all their duties. Some of the gopis, they were milking the cows. They left the cows and they came running. Some of them had just collected some milk and they had put the milk on a place to boil, but they did not care whether the milk is overboiled or it is spilled. The gopis came running. Some of them were breastfeeding their babies and some were engaged in distributing food to their family members, and they ran towards Krishna like the river runs towards the ocean. This is the best example of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja, where Krishna is saying that abandon all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. What can be a better example of total surrender other than the most worshipable gopis of Vrajadham? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extols the glories of the gopis. Ramya kvachi dupasana Vrajavadhu vargena yokalpita. That if you want to learn worship or surrender, the best example is the gopis of Vrindavan. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Shiva performed tapasya for 60,000 years just to understand the glories of the dust of the gopis, but still he could not understand. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar, Lord Krishna, also wants to understand the love of gopis, the love of Radharani. Such an exalted subject matter. So when the gopis came running, some of them were decorating their faces, but they could not finish the decorations. Some of them were putting ornaments. They put the earrings on the nose, the nose ring on the ears, and they forgot everything and came running to meet the Lord of their lives, Krishna. While all the gopis were running their respective places from their husbands, brothers and fathers, they were struck with wonder to know where they were going. Some of their guardians, their husband, forbade them to not go, but they disregarded them. And Prabhupada makes a very beautiful point in the purport here. When a person becomes attracted by Krishna and when he is in full Krishna consciousness, he does not care for any worldly duties, even though very urgent. This is a sign of mercy of the Lord. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same thing is explained in the story of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami would run away again and again. His parents were trying to control him. And his mother told his father that maybe we should tie him with ropes. But his father said, no, he has received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Nobody can stop him. Krishna Pada Padma Ganda Jai Jana Pai Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Taranahi Bhai. That one who receives even the drop of the mercy of the fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet, he is not attracted by anything other than Krishna. Rupa Goswami has written a very nice verse where one gopi is advising another gopi. My dear friend, if you desire to enjoy the company of material society, friendship and love, then please do not go to Keshi Ghat. Because at Keshi Ghat, there's a beautiful Govinda is playing on his flute and his lips brightened by the beams of the full moon night. If you go and listen to this flute, you will lose all material attraction. So, this is the test of advancement. A person advancing in Krishna consciousness must lose interest in material sense gratification. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Lord Chaitanya has come to teach bhakti. It is accompanied by vairagya, renunciation, and vidya, spiritual knowledge. Some of the gopis, they were factually, forcibly detained by their husbands from going. They were locked up by force within their rooms. But they just could not control. They just started meditating on the Supreme Lord of Radha Shyam Sundar, closed their eyes, and they were the greatest yogis, and completely meditating on them, on the beautiful form of Krishna. Krishna says in the Gita, Yogi nam api sarvesha madgaten antaratman. The best yogi is always meditating on me. In that sense, we can understand that the gopis are the supreme yogis. Now, Prabhupada explains that there are gopis from the different groups who have appeared to assist in Krishna's leela. Some of the gopis, they joined Krishna's pastime. They were coming from the status of ordinary human beings. Some of the gopis, they had come from the spiritual world. Some of the gopis are Shutichara gopi, the personified Vedic literatures who have come as the gopis. All the gopis, they concentrated their minds on Krishna in the spirit of love. Some of the gopis who were not even completely purified, just by meditating on Krishna, they became completely purified. And some of them who were not allowed to go, they gave up their bodies and they reached Krishna. So, Shukadev Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj that even envious persons like Shishupal, who were criticizing the Lord, they also got benefited. What to speak of the supreme meditation of the gopis? So, when all the gopis came to Vanshivat, you know this place near Gopeshwar Mahadev, Vanshivat, Krishna tested them. He first welcomed them and he started speaking in a way to discourage them by word jugglery. Krishna is the most expert word juggler also. In everything, Krishna is the best. So, Krishna, the supreme speaker, the speaker of Bhagavad Gita, So he said, "Oh, ladies of Vrindavan, you are very fortunate. You are very dear to me. I am very pleased that you come here. I hope everything is well in Vrindavan. Now please order me. What can I do for you? What is the purpose of your coming here in the middle of the night? Kindly take your seats. Let me know what can I do for you." Now the gopis had come to enjoy with Krishna, to dance with Krishna, embrace Krishna. And Krishna began to speak very officially, you know, showing. Krishna began to speak very as a formally, as if you know they were unknown to him, or they were very new to him. So Krishna began to speak. He said, "My dear gopis, you must know that this is now the dead of the night, and the forest is very dangerous. There are tigers and bears and jackals and wolves. They are prowling in the forest. You cannot select a secure place now. So I think you have taken a great risk by coming in the dead of the night. So best is, please go back immediately without delay. I appreciate you that you have come, but I think you should go back. You have left your homes without the permission of your guardians, like your husband. Therefore, I think your mother and father, your elder brother, your sons, what will they think of you? You know, they must be searching for you." When the gopis heard this, they felt very dejected. They were feeling very morose. They started looking somewhere else. And then Krishna took the opportunity and said, "Oh, I think you have come to see the beauty of Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan. I think you are satisfied. Have you seen the beauty? Would like to see more? Then you can go back. You are very chaste woman. So, you must go back. You must have left your babies. They must be crying. Your husband must be wanting your service. And I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All living entities are my part and parcel. So I am happy that you have come here, but now you can go back and you can perform your other duties. One should take care of the family members first." Now, when Krishna spoke in this way, the gopis were in great anxiety. Now what should we do? Should we go back home? Nobody will accept us. They started breathing very, very fast, in heavily breathing. Instead of looking to Krishna, they were looking in the ground. They were shedding tears. See, this is Krishna's leela, to increase the love of the gopis. Just like sometimes devotees ask this question, why Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura? Actually, in one sense, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. But this leela of Krishna leaving Vrindavan is just to increase the attachment of the gopis, Vipralamba Bhava. So here in the eve of Sharad Purnima, Krishna is testing the gopis by saying that you can go back. And the gopis started crying. And they were simply, they felt very, that this was not kind, not this was unkind to them. So that says, finally they gathered some words. "Krishna, you are very cruel. You should not talk like this. We are fully surrendered souls. Please accept us. Don't talk in this way. Of course, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know. You can do whatever you like. But it's not worthy of your position to treat us in such a cruel way. We have come to you, leaving everything and everyone behind, just to take shelter of your lotus feet. You can do whatever you like. You are independent. But we are your devotees. Just like Lord Narayan accepts his devotees, you should also accept us. How can you reject us? You are the supreme instructor. There is no doubt about it. Ultimately, what you are saying is proper. But taking shelter of your lotus feet is everything. It is beyond all material duties. Please do not discourage us. Please fulfill our long cherished desire to have you as our husband. Dear Krishna, we are certainly satisfied when our hearts are engaged in family affairs. But now our hearts are stolen by Chitta Chur, Krishna, you have stolen our heart, so we cannot go back. Our legs do not have the power to go back. Even if you request we will return home, what shall we do there? We have lost all abilities. We cannot stay without you. You are known as Hari. The name Hari means one who steals away. There are different meanings. To steal the heart, to take away all the miseries, all the sinful reactions, they go away just by once chanting the name Hari, 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 Hari. So if one desires to maintain material attachments or continue suffering, then we should not chant the name of Hari. But if you want to become freed, then please loudly chant Hari, 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 Hari. Even if Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that even if somebody says in a joking way, what is this nonsense, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, sometimes some people criticize, still they are chanting Hari. And I think I told in the last lecture, even if somebody says hurry up, still they are chanting Hari. The name of Hari is supreme. And Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the word Hari also means that I've come to steal, one who steals. The gopis, they address Krishna, you are Hari, you are supposed to destroy all the miseries of this material world. Specifically, for those who have left everything, we have left our homes, we have come to you just to please you. We have come before you decorated with ornaments, but until you accept this, what is the use of all our decorations, all our beautiful dresses? We are simply here to please you. Who is the person in this world who will not be captivated by a beautiful smile? Everyone is meant to be enjoyed by you. Please fulfill our desire. Upon hearing these prayers of the gopis, Krishna smiled and he became very kind to the gopis. And although he is self-sufficient, he performed this beautiful Ras Leela, embracing them and dancing with them for some time. Then the gopis felt a little proud. Of course, even this pride is transcendental, but Krishna wanted to teach us. So they were thinking, oh, we are the most fortunate women in the whole universe. Krishna is never dancing with the apsaras of the heavenly planets. So Krishna, he is antaryami. He knows the heart of all living beings. So as soon as he saw that there was some pride, he showed them mercy and he disappeared. He disappeared from the Ras arena. And the gopis began searching for Krishna. And they started looking on the earth. O earth planet, you have performed great tapasya. Have you seen Krishna? Has Krishna passed through this way? Then they asked the trees, have you seen Nandanandan? Has Sri Krishna passed through this way? Then they asked the flowers, Malati flowers, Malika flowers, jasmine flower. Have you seen Krishna? Has Lord Madhava passed through this way? And in this way they were thinking, they said, let us ask the creepers, because the creepers are embracing the trees. So maybe Krishna has touched these plants. So in this they were thinking about Krishna and they became mad. And these are very, very high exhibitions of ecstasy. They started imitating Krishna. One of the gopis, she became Putana, and the other gopi just jumped on her and performed this leela of Putana Vad. One of the gopis acted like Krishna killing Shaktasura. One of the gopis began to imitate Krishna as Krishna is trying to walk. One great devotee has, Raghupati Upadhyay has written, that some worship the Mahabharata and the Puranas, but I worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard the Supreme Lord is crawling like a baby. Aham hi Nandam Vande. And one of the gopis became Bakasur. Another forced her to fall down as Bakasur was killed. Another gopi defeated Vatsasur. And another gopi imitated Krishna calling the cows, Dhavali, Shama, Kaliya, and just like Krishna would call in Ter Kadam, Nandgaon. So, in this way, one of the gopis, she took up part of her sari and put up like Govardhan Hill. Please come, do not worry, this will not fall from my hand. And he's inviting all the other gopis to come. And then one of the gopis acted like Krishna dancing on the Kaliya. You rascal Kaliya, I will punish you severely. You must leave this place. I have come to destroy miscreants like you. Another gopi said, the forest fire is coming. All of you, please close your eyes. I'm not telling you because this is already because of the season, sleep is coming. So Krishna told the gopi, the Vrajavasis, close your eyes. And then he drank the forest fire. This Davanal Kund, very near this place. So in this way, the gopis were feeling separation from Krishna. And they were speaking like this in separation. This is actually the higher mood than meeting. It's explained that Samboga and Vipralamba, the two stages of ecstasy. Samboga means there is meeting between the Lord and His devotee. But a higher platform is Vipralamba. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he was exhibiting these symptoms of separation of Krishna in Gambhira. Sometimes he would be in ecstasy, sometimes he would rub his head against the wall, start bleeding, just feeling separation from Krishna. He would see any hill, like he saw Chatak Parvat, he thought this is Govardhan. He saw any water body, he think it's Yamuna. Any forest would be like Vrindavan. So, in this way the gopis, they were remembering Krishna. And then they found out, oh, this is a place, I think this another gopi, that other gopi is Srimati Radharani. Krishna left with this other gopi. Just see, Krishna must have sat down here with Radharani and he must have decorated her with flowers, the Shringarvat, you know, where Krishna is decorating Srimati Radharani. In this way, all the gopis, now they were trying to find the faults of the particular gopi who had been taken alone by Krishna. They were thinking that this chief gopi, Radharani, must be very proud of her position. Yet, how could Krishna leave us? That fact that Krishna left us for the other gopi, that means this other gopi, Srimati Radhika, is extraordinarily qualified, extraordinarily beautiful. She must have taken Krishna into the deepest forest and told him, I am very tired. I cannot walk further. Please carry me. And when Krishna was spoken to this way, he told, all right, better get on my shoulder. And then Krishna disappeared. Then Krishna left. In fact, if you go to Govardhan, in Govardhan, there are different places where the Ras Leela is performed. There is Vasanta Ras place near Chandra Sarovar. There is Vanshi Vat here. There is many parts in Braj where Ras Leela is performed. So in Chandra Sarovar, there is one place called Petha, where Krishna, he was sitting, hiding from the gopis. When he saw the gopis coming, Krishna assumed a four-handed form, Narayan. And the gopis, when they saw, they offered pranam, Namo Narayan, Krishna Kotha Gela. We are not interested in Narayan department, we want Shyam Sundar. And Krishna, with his four-handed form, he indicated that Krishna has gone this way. And we know that when Srimati Radharani came, Krishna could not hide himself and he became Shyam Sundar, Gopinath, Vanamali Krishna. In this way, in the next chapter, I am just summarizing, we are running out of time, just next few more minutes. Next chapter is the one which is called Gopi Geet. From today we will be beginning every evening Gopi Geet singing. The gopis are singing the glories of the Lord. And one very famous verse which our dear Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj very much relished this was Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam Kavi Biriditam Kalma Shapa Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Grinantiya Bhuvi. This song was spoken when the gopis were in separation from Krishna. When Krishna saw the love of the gopis, he again reappeared. He looked very beautiful, just like befitting a person with all opulences. In the Skanda Puran, it is said there are thousands of gopis. Among them, 16,000 are prominent. Among the 16,000, 108 are prominent. Among 108, 8 gopis are prominent. Among 8 gopis, Chandravali and Radharani, these two are prominent. And among these two, Radharani is the most prominent. So now Krishna again appeared in midst of the gopis and fulfilled all of their desires. I'd like to speak just a few minutes. Today is also the disappearance day of Murari Gupta. Of course, Murari Gupta is a very exalted personality. He is Hanumanji in Ram Leela. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved him so much. One day Lord Chaitanya Prabhu told Murari, "You speak something about Lord Ram." And Murari Gupta spoke beautiful verses. They are there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya, with his fingers, he wrote on his forehead, "Ram Das." One day Lord Chaitanya tested him, "Murari, you are worshipping Ram, that is very nice, but Krishna has many more qualities than Ram. Why don't you worship Lord Ram? Why don't you worship Krishna?" "My Lord, you are my master, I will obey you." But he went to his home and tried his very best. He started crying. He could not give up thinking of his worshipable Lord Ramchandra. And then he went to Lord Ramchandra, Lord Chaitanya, and fell at his feet and said, "I cannot disobey you, I cannot obey you. Please give me permission to end my life. Because I cannot give up Lord Ram, I cannot disobey your order." And Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, "Sadhu, sadhu, tomar swabhav, tumi Rama kinkar." "Glorious, you are, I was just testing you, you are Hanuman. Blessed is the servant who never gives up the master. Blessed is the master who never gives up the servant." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Murari Gupta. And he explained to the devotees why he got the name Murari Gupta. Murari is the name of the Lord. And Lord Murari stays in his heart in a Gupta form, confidentially. That is why he is given the name Murari Gupta. Lord Chaitanya loved Murari Gupta so much. Once Murari Gupta was thinking that, "I don't want to see the final pastimes of the Lord. I will commit suicide. I will end my life." And he prepared a sword and hid it. And next day morning, Lord Chaitanya came and knocked. And Murari Gupta opened and said, "My Lord, I am your servant. I will do whatever you say." Lord said, "Yes, do you really mean?" "Yes, yes, my Lord, please tell." "Get me the sword." So Murari Gupta said, "Which sword? Who told you I have a sword?" Lord Chaitanya says, "Which sword? I am the one who made the sword." And then he took out the sword and chastised Murari Gupta. "I have come here just to perform pastime with devotees like you. If you give up your body, then how can I perform my leela? Give up this mentality." And just one or two lines of once Murari Gupta, Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip, he said, "Garuda, Garuda, where is Garuda?" And Murari Gupta said, "I am Garuda." "Are you Garuda?" "Yes, my Lord, I took you to the planets, heavenly planets, to fight." So then Lord Chaitanya, he would ride on Murari Gupta. And in the Mahaprakash Leela, we find that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fulfilling the desire of all devotees. And then he called for Murari, Murari. And he showed him the form of Sita, Ram and Lakshman. And Murari was surprised. Here is Lord Ramchandra, his worshipable Lord, surrounded by many monkeys. Jai Shri Ram. And then he saw himself. He had a tail. He had become Hanuman. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, "Murari, what benediction do you like?" And Murari said, "I just want one benediction. That birth after birth, I would like to be in the association of your devotees who know that you are the master and they are servants." So today we can also end with a small prayer to the Lord that we can follow in the footsteps of the gopis, follow in the footsteps of Murari Gupta and be the servant of the servant. Gopir Bhartur Pada Kamalayur Das Das Sangudas. We can beg the gopis, we can beg Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas to gain entrance into the eternal leela of the Lord by taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any comments, Prabhuji? Panchagoda Prabhu, like to speak some. Prabhu, like to speak something? Jai. Question? Yes, Prabhu. Prem.
The question is, in the devotee's life, externally one may believe that what our activity is doing, it seems to fall outside, like he's doing it for his
It's a very subtle question, very good question actually. Prabhuji, would you like to speak something on this question? You can just repeat for. I would like you to please. Prabhuji is. Prabhuji, please repeat the question, even I could not fully understand. Mic is not.
So, the thing is, externally we may see a devotee and we may feel that whatever activities he is doing is, like, you know, if I know I will do this, what do you think? And we feel, oh, he's doing this to satisfy senses, maybe to get name, fame, whatever it is. But internally, he may be, and his mind and heart is attached to the Lord, he's trying to satisfy the senses of the Lord. So, what is the RC? How do you know? How do you measure this?
Would you like to speak?
I think we should be more concerned about our own advancement and yardstick ourselves and not worry about the yardsticking other, whether they're advanced or not advanced. Obviously the Rupa and Sanatana are instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give up what are the symptoms of a Vaishnava, what are religious principles, Sadhu Shastra Guru. So if we're reading all of Prabhupada's book, we're following Sadhu Shastra Guru, we'll understand that by one's behavior, you know, that he's following nice Guru Parampara or not. But again, we should not be overly interested to measure one's sincerity or advancement of Krishna consciousness. We should be more determined to see our own faults and our own progressions in Krishna consciousness.
Would you like to add something? Sadhu, sadhu. I like end with just one line. Judge not that ye be judged, you know, because you should not judge. Better to give benefit of doubt. Like Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, he would never find fault. He would say he is engaged in devotional service. At the same time, as Prabhuji said, Panchakoda Prabhu said, we should try to be strict with ourselves, see our own faults. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sharad Purnima Mahamotsav ki jai.